This is KCUR. Democratic presidential hopefuls Hillary Clinton, Martin O'Malley, and Bernie Sanders will be in Kansas City today for the National Council of La Raza's annual conference for Latino civil rights. But all of the Republican contenders turned down La Raza's invitation to speak. And as KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, this has some Latinos disappointed.
About 4,000 people are in town this weekend for La Raza. They're spending most of their time downtown near the convention center, but on Friday, some volunteers ventured out to Argentine, a predominantly Latino neighborhood in Kansas City, Kansas. Here, a volunteer slicks cheerful green paint on the walls of a classroom at El Centro, a preschool where most of the students come from Spanish-speaking households.
So they painted all of the top and they're painting the bottom. You should have seen it at the beginning. It was just a mess.
My name is Irene Caudillo. I'm president and CEO of El Centro.
The preschool is housed in an old Catholic school that needs a lot of upkeep. And since El Centro is a nonprofit, money is always tight. Usually, there's only room in the budget for one or two people to attend La Raza. But this year, because the annual convention is local, most of Caudillo's staff gets to go. She says, like most Latinos, they aren't just interested in immigration policy.
But I think there are so many other issues, the economic issues, the job and unemployment, the issue of health care.
These issues impact the low-income Latinos Caudillo works with every day. That's why she's frustrated none of the Republican hopefuls invited will weigh in.
They're missing the boat.
Over at the convention center, Norma Garces, an educator from Minneapolis, says she would have liked to hear where the GOP candidates stand on education.
Latinos are not graduating. What are we doing? What is the plan besides just Common Core and testing or no testing?
Of the Democratic candidates, Garces thinks Hillary Clinton is the most in touch with Latinos. But Garces also thinks Hillary Clinton needs to distance herself from policies enacted under Bill Clinton in the 90s.
They weren't drugs that just affected our community horribly. I mean, we have people in jail for things that now in Colorado are perfectly legal.
In the past, La Raza has been an important forum for presidential hopefuls. Candidates from both parties stopped at the annual conference in 2008. But Obama and Romney skipped La Raza in 2012. The president is seen as pro-immigration today. But at the time, La Raza President Janet Merguia gave him the moniker Deporter-in-Chief.
For us, it doesn't matter whether he was a Democrat or a Republican. We have to call out folks who we think can do more on behalf of the community and the country.
As for Republicans, Merguia says party leaders need to do more to distance themselves from remarks Donald Trump made that many Latinos found offensive.
And that tolerance for hate is something that the Republican Party has to confront. And they ought to do it sooner rather than later.
Merguia praised retailers who've cut ties with Trump. Alicia Sanchez thinks other Republicans should do the same. Sanchez brought her daughter to volunteer at La Raza so she could see how many organizations are out there to help Latinos succeed.
We work hard. We don't really bother people the way that Trump says that, you know, Mexicans bring the worst of the worst. And that's just not true.
Sanchez called Trump out of touch. She thinks the Republican Party is out of touch, too, if they don't see La Raza as an opportunity to pick up Latino votes. Ellie Moxley, KCUR News.